Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Viral story, New York Post. Mike Tomlin on the list of candidates for the vacant Giants job. And Ian O'Connor, one of the longest tenured, most respected New York sports journalists, the guy that wrote Aaron Rodgers' biography, saying today that Tomlin and the Giants would be a match made in heaven, would be a perfect marriage. He wrote that story in New York. That was his column on the Giants firing Brian Daboll, that this is the guy that makes the most sense for them. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold felt like with the wind, single digits this morning. Things are going to get a lot better this weekend for Pitt, Notre Dame, and the Steelers and Bengals. All right, let's actually get to what Cabali said. I mean, I said that the conspiracy theory for the trade deadline was Art Rooney didn't want the Steelers to trade draft picks because he wanted to hoard them for the draft being here in Pittsburgh. And now Cabali's coming out and saying they wouldn't make a move on their coach because of the draft being here in Pittsburgh. The draft is the sun that everything revolves around with this organization right now. They care more about this draft, it sounds like, than anything else. The number one thing on their mind more than anything else. They'd rather the draft be a success than like this football season.
Yep.
Or anything that goes on. Like, would it make sense to move on from this coach?
Maybe.
Maybe, but man, what a bad look it would be, the optics of that with the draft.
How will that affect? Just staple the question, but how would that affect the draft onto every like football related thought you have?
Yep.
Should they trade for a wide receiver? Yeah, but that would cost us a couple of picks, and how would that affect the draft next year? It's going to be here. Should we fire Mike Tomlin or encourage Mike Tomlin to mutually part ways? Yeah, but how would that affect the draft, which will be here next year? It's a business. This is like Art the Businessman, this kind of stuff.
Donnie, do you
Thinking
agree?
About it.
Do you think
like
Cabali's
that
right?
Hypothesis even just says Art is a big businessman.
Do you think the draft is really affecting their decision-making in all areas that much?
I mean, that would just be horrible like practice to go with if the draft being in Pittsburgh is always on the top of mind anytime you make some sort of move, like personnel move, coaching move, whatever. Plus, I don't know if I really agree there because we just had the discussion last week. Well, they didn't want to make any moves because they wanted to keep as many draft picks as possible. If they were to trade Mike Tomlin and get the first round pick, let's say, of the New York Giants that is currently slated for third overall, Does that not make it a bigger event for the city with more excitement around the city? Imagine if the Steelers finish their usual spot 9-8,
yeah,
but they have the third overall pick.
So Starkey made his point on this was, Cabali's reading the room wrong and the Steelers are reading the room wrong. It would not be a black eye for the team to fire Mike Tomlin with the draft here. The fans would be celebrating like it's Mardi Gras if that happened.
The national media would be saying different things, though.
And that's what I wanted to say to him.
The national media would be pillorying them.
Art cares more, I think, about the perception of how the media would look at him and like people inside the NFL and NFL circles. What,
the media
fired him?
The media here would give Art like a, hey, good for you, Art. You made this happen or you traded him away or whatever.
I'm talking about the national media and,
but yes,
and the people that run NFL teams and the other owners might look at him sideways like, wait, what? You fired Mike Tomlin? And I think he cares more about their reaction and what, like it, and how he would feel at the draft with everybody here in one place, the awkwardness of that, all these people converge on Pittsburgh, all these owners and GMs and team presidents and Roger Goodell. And Roger Goodell's like, you fired Mike Tomlin? What's wrong with you? Kind of thing. I think that's what Cabali was talking about. Not like how fans would, you know, riot. Fans wouldn't riot. Fans would be ecstatic. It's not about, not all fans, but
Art would have candy grams sent to his house. Team facility would be getting like bouquets, fruit baskets.
Yeah, his approval rating would shoot through the roof. Yeah.
It would be the most celebrated thing he's done since when as the owner of this team, honestly.
Since he fired Canada?
Probably, but way more than that.
Yep. Because at that point, like, you're not doing the window dressing things. You're cutting off the head of the snake at that point. You're actually like addressing the problem and not the things around the problem. You're treating the problem and not the symptoms.
Art, I am trading Mike Tomlin to the New York Giants, and I'm also stepping down from day-to-day operations, and my son will be taking over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There'd be a ticker tape parade.
What if he said, look, guys, I wanted to get a first round pick. They said no. So he settled for Cam Scataboo. And Steelers fans would
just... That's even better. I heard once you dislocate your ankle, you get faster.
I like my idea. Which is to trade Tomlin to the Giants for their first.
If Scataboo got handed the ball, would people yell out Heath on every carry?
He reminds me of Blyer. Shout out Rocky today on Veterans Day, by the way. There's an All-American man right there and a guy that...
Also delivered one of the... Yeah, thank you. One of the all-time one-liners on our show.
My plan, trade Tomlin to the Giants for a first. Mm-hmm. Use that first to draft Mendoza.
That's your guy right now?
And then hire Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman as the next head coach.
With the edict that Mark... Well, does he run the defense for them on the sidelines? Does he actually call it?
He doesn't.
Yeah,
Ash does, the
it.
Guy from the old Ohio right. State coordinator and Rutgers head coach.
So he delegates it.
Yes.
And he obviously delegates offense because he's a defensive guy.
Yep.
Man, as long as you go incoming and say, hey, Marcus, you seem like a very good leader of men. You're also going to be a CEO. That is what we think works.
Yeah.
That would be great. Great with me.
Would you rather have the combination of Mike Tomlin and Anthony Richardson next year? Or Marcus Freeman and
I don't think you need
Mendoza?
I don't think you need to ask me that formally, but I'll say Freeman Mendoza. I do think the quarterback evals are going to be real interesting. Once these guys all go through that usual car wash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're like, we haven't even scratched the surface of how these quarterbacks are going to get ranked. The games are just a small part of that. Everything that happens at the combine and with these
I think Mendoza can make every throw. I mean, he in a game where they otherwise were listless down the stretch, he balled out at the end when he had to.
Speaking of Cabali, who fanned the flames by making this comment about the draft being here affecting Tomlin's future with the team. What did he have to say, Donnie, now that he's back in Pittsburgh about
travel?
Ian O'Connor writing a column about Mike Tomlin getting traded to the Giants, that he wade into those waters?
So I guess we are now on the trade Mike Tomlin part of the program.
Yeah, we are, because somebody who's venerated in your industry wrote about it, is what I would say. This isn't Andrew Filippone showed up to work today and said, hey, I got a bright idea to kill 4 hours. Let me make up something about Mike Tomlin going to the Giants.
Well, you don't make things up. People tell you stuff.
No, but I mean in terms of like, not like coming in and saying, hey, I heard a rumor Tomlin's going to the Giants. I mean more just, hey.
Topically saying, is it time for Mike Tomlin? The Giants have an opening. The Steelers are listless. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead a guy who wrote Rodgers' biography, and maybe Mark.
But isn't the story
maybe Mark's still mad at Rodgers and is still, you know, the geriatric patient line factoring in here. Ian O'Connor wrote that biography.
I would love to get to the bottom of the geriatric patient thing and wonder if I'm right in my analysis that there's real trouble in paradise.
Batco points out that Mike Tomlin's wife is originally from New Jersey. Happy wife, happy life.
But doesn't she have her roots pretty firmly planted here as well with the clothing line and everything else?
Well, she can't do that in New York.
Isn't it a lot more?
You think that's like the hub of fashion there. She might
do
better.
Sure, but it's a lot more expensive to operate a place in Manhattan.
Oh, everything's done online now.
She's got a brick and mortar store. Literally. Very expensive real estate.
She's staying here because she has a store?
Well, doesn't she want to be a big fish in a smaller fashion pond here?
And then maybe she'd look at it like it's her chance to finally burst out.
Can you imagine
one of the fashion capitals of the world?
Can you imagine blue and white or blue and red shirts that just say the standard is the standard?
Here's the thing. To take this somewhat seriously, here's why I disagree. Don't you think Giants fans would be excited to have Mike when actually buy those things? You think Steelers fans right now want to buy a shirt that says paint the barn red?
No, actually. Sean Marash would buy a paint the barn red shirt the day it comes
out. She'd have a whole new clientele.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.